From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is suggesting if President Donald Trump needs to carry out more military attacks on Syria, he will. Nikki Haley backed his decision to carry out a missile strike against Syrian air bases in retaliation for a chemical weapons attack on civilians last week. Haley called the strike order Trump's finest hour since he took office, commending his thoughtfulness in carrying out the strike. Speaking on NBC News' Meet the Press, she also criticized Russia for its response to the chemical attacks.
When this chemical weapons murder happened to so many people, Russia's reaction was not how horrible, or how could they do this to innocent children, or how awful is that? Their initial reaction was, Assad didn't do it. The Syrian government didn't do it. Why were they that defensive that quick?
And on Saturday, Syrian warplanes resumed flights from an airbase targeted in Friday's U.S. cruise missile attack, according to a provincial governor who said the base was operating from what he described as the first phase. U.S. President Donald Trump has asked officials to give him options for removing the threat of a nuclear-armed North Korea. That's according to National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. As a U.S. Navy strike group steamed toward the Korean Peninsula to send a message to North Korea, McMaster told Fox News this is a rogue regime that is now a nuclear-capable regime. So the president has asked us to be prepared to give him a full range of options. McMaster described the U.S. decision to send the Carl Vinson Strike Group to safeguard U.S. interests in the Western Pacific as prudent. He said that the Trump and Chinese president agreed at their summit to do so. This is VOA News. Two bomb attacks struck Coptic churches in Egypt as worshippers flocked to church for Palm Sunday services. The attacks killed nearly 40 people in two locations, Tanta and Alexandria. As Edward Uranium reports for VOA from Cairo, Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the blast.
Coptic churchgoers and rescue workers picked through the debris inside the St. George Coptic Cathedral in Tanta, north of Cairo in the Nile Delta. Pews were broken and overturned, and bloodstained clothing and body parts were strewn on the ground. Eyewitnesses say an explosion took place near the church altar as worshippers recited prayers on Palm Sunday, which begins the Christian Holy Week. A second explosion occurred hours later outside the main Coptic cathedral in the Egyptian port city of Alexandria. Police indicated a suicide bomber struck outside the church.
Somali military officials say senior al-Shabaab commander Mashinure Hassan was among several militants killed during an attack in a southern Somali region. Mahmoud Ahmed Hirsi, a senior Somali military commander in the region, told VOA that joint troops from the Kenyan Defense Force, KDF, and the Somali National Army were responding to an attack by the militants on the Somali base. He said during the attack, three militants were killed, including a commander. Pakistan says Russia-sponsored international talks on Afghanistan must involve the United States in bringing peace to the war-riven country because Washington is the biggest stakeholder there. Moscow plans to host this week a new expanded round of multi-nation consultations. It has recently launched with the stated goals of developing a regional approach for promoting Afghan security and a government-led national reconciliation with the Taliban. But the U.S. administration has already refused to take part in the conference, questioning Russian intentions and motives. And Afghan officials say 9 security personnel have been killed in a Taliban stronghold, while U.S. officials say an American soldier was killed carrying out operations against the Islamic State group. Local officials said Sunday the Afghan forces were killed late Saturday in a province, several others wounded. The casualties come just ahead of the spring fighting season when the Taliban steps up its battle against Afghan and coalition forces. A spokesman for the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission in Afghanistan said the American soldier was killed late Saturday during an operation against ISIS. You can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.